Live in the No Panic Zone, I'm Steve Gerber. God bless America. This is the Steve Gerber Show. Good to have you along. If you need a cold, hard slap across the face with reality, I'm the guy. You ready? Yeah, here are three big things you need to know right now. Number one, COVID cases on the rise in Michigan again. Some saying it's time to mask up. And I say, yeah, good luck with that. Number two, Joe Biden invoking the Defense Production Act in an attempt to boost baby formula production months late. Plus, that plant could be back open in Sturgis. We'll tell you about that. And number three, the push continues to influence you, in the way you think about abortion. The Detroit News used to be the conservative alternative for newspapers in Michigan, right? The Detroit News used to be the conservative alternative. But it doesn't seem that way anymore. Here's a headline from the Detroit News. A law from 1840s could soon guide abortion policy in Michigan. As if a law from the 1840s is somehow obsolete. That's the impression. All right? How long has robbery been illegal in Michigan? Armed robbery. Murder. Rape. How long have those things been? Those laws date before the 1840s. And yet they're still valid today. You know, a law from the 1840s could soon guide the state law that might soon broadly ban abortions across Michigan, originated more than 170 years ago, before the Civil War, and before women had the right to vote. That's right. And the laws against rape and incest and murder and theft, they all predate the right of women to vote, too. But that's not the impression they're trying to give you now, is it? No, it's certainly not. A potential U.S. Supreme Court decision overturning Roe v. Wade is pending. And it could revive, in fact, it will revive, Michigan's longstanding prohibition on abortion in the short term. The majority of the state's dormant policy language has been in statute since 1846. Bars any attempt to procure the miscarriage of a woman unless necessary to preserve her life. Opponents of Michigan's ban see it as an archaic and out of touch with modern reality. Opponents of this ban, like the Detroit News, apparently. A state appeals court ruled in 1972, 50 years ago, the law had become counterproductive to safeguarding women's health. And on Tuesday, out of the blue, Michigan Court of Claims Judge Elizabeth Gleicher granted a preliminary injunction to Planned Parenthood of Michigan that would delay the enforcement of Michigan's abortion ban should the U.S. Supreme Court overturn Roe v. Wade. The judge concluded Planned Parenthood was likely to succeed on arguments that forced pregnancy is a threat to a woman's constitutional right to bodily integrity and due process. Anti-abortion groups said they will pursue further legal action to block the efforts and overturn that law. Supporters of Michigan's ban, like Rob Carr of Kalamazoo, contended abortion has always been wrong, both in the 1840s when it was outlawed and today. Society has made the determination that taking someone else's life, not in self-defense, is a criminal act. He's the president of Kalamazoo Right to Life. You know, the abortion ban usually listed as having been put in effect in 1931. That's when wide-ranging changes to the state's code guiding punishments for crimes was updated. The policy has been on the books since at least 1846. Michigan became a state January 1837, of course. Michigan, along with Vermont, enacted abortion bans in 1846, according to the University of Oregon history professor James Moore's book, Abortion in America, The Origins and Evolution of National Policy, 1800 to 1900. The Michigan lawmakers appear to have patterned their policy after one enacted in the state of New York, 1845. The stress over falling birth rates played a part in the New York law. Nearly every state had a policy to criminalize abortion by the late 1800s. So there you go. And the formation of Michigan's anti-abortion movement, 1967 through 1974, in the Michigan Historical Review, the piece penned by Carr, studying to get a master's degree at Western Michigan University at the time, the national push to restrict abortion was driven by the American Medical Association, which had a physician's crusade to ban abortion. Controversy surrounds the original intent of the AMA position card, wrote. Pro-abortion historians contend that male physicians adopted an anti-abortion stance to prevent midwives and female physicians from dominating the practice. They also believe that 19th century statutes were enacted to protect the life of the mother, not to benefit the fetus. Anyhow. And then there's, of course, abortion. You know, if you're anti-abortion, you're racist. If you don't believe the southern border should be open, you're racist. It's just a smear job. You're not allowed to have an opposing position to the liberal propaganda. Otherwise, that's right, you're a racist. Or any other smear job they can come up with. That's not going anywhere fast, I'll tell you that. The arguments over abortion will just be... You know, and for years, I didn't talk about abortion on this program. I didn't think it was likely that Roe v. Wade would ever change, even though it was a terrible decision, constitutionally speaking, in my estimation. I didn't think it would ever change. I didn't think there was any reason to discuss abortion as a general rule. Ajax, my former producer, and I disagreed on that some because he thought, well, you know, you need to talk about it because it's wrong. Well, okay, it is wrong, but what am I going to change? And then, of course, Donald Trump became president. He was able to get 3 Supreme Court justices on the bench. A remarkable feat for a single-term president. Really remarkable feat. And the assist goes to Mitch McConnell. Love him or hate him, Moscow Mitch is the one that made the play that got the Supreme Court where it is. Whether you like it or not, you have to give credit where credit is due. And if you refuse to do that, you're not being intellectually honest. That's a fact. Meanwhile, in Sturgis, Joe Biden announcing plans for a Michigan infant formula plant to reopen. Families have been struggling with the formula shortage around the country. The plant has been closed since February. The FDA was investigating allegations that some babies had gotten sick. They determined no correlation, no connection between Abbott's Similac and other products with the babies being sick, but they have had it closed anyway. But now President Biden yesterday saying he's invoking the Defense Production Act to address the nationwide shortage on baby formula, marking a major attempt to ramp up domestic manufacturing because parents are angry. And Democrats are being blamed, rightfully so. They were warned in September. The plant closed in February. Suddenly, there's a problem, and they decide it's time to react. They're reacting to problems. They're not setting policy. They're being reactive, not proactive, and that really is too bad. By the way, if you're making baby formula or anything else, you want the best water possible. You want Wolverine water. Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company. That's right. Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment. In fact, the best thing I ever put in my house was a reverse osmosis system made by my friends here in Michigan. Paul Mahaney, my good friend over there at Wolverine, he'll get you taken care of. Go to WolverineWaterSystems.com. You tell him I sent you on over. He'll appreciate it. So will I. I'm going to take a break here now. Still to come on the program, we've got Rich Foley. We're going to talk about how saving you money is more important now than ever with the price of everything going through the roof. I'll be right back.
You might be wondering, what's Enbridge doing to keep up with the energy demands of tomorrow? As a bridge to the energy future, we're helping drive the change toward lower carbon and renewable energy sources. That's why we're modernizing our infrastructure to be more efficient and reliable, and why we're investing in energy sources like wind and solar. We are Enbridge, a leading North American energy infrastructure company, and we believe when our energy meets yours, the future is full of promise. Enbridge, life takes energy.
When it comes to getting a new dog, I always tell people start at the shelter because that's a great idea. But sometimes you're looking for something special in your new long-term best friend. And that's when I found the Barking Boutique. They suggest starting at the shelter too, but if that doesn't work, they have a world of wet noses and loving nuzzles and puppy breath to choose from. The Barking Boutique began when its owner David was heartbroken by what he found looking for a new dog, puppy mills, and people he didn't trust. He decided he could do things better, and the Barking Boutique was born, now with several locations in West Michigan. The Barking Boutique is dedicated to working with reputable dealers, and they guarantee the health of your dog for the next 5 years. They also offer daycare and boarding for your best furry friends. So before you just start guessing about where to get the perfect puppy for you and your family, start with the Barking Boutique. I've been there myself, and trust me, you're going to love the Barking Boutique, and you can start your search right now. TheBarkingBoutique.com. TheBarkingBoutique.com.
Here are five good reasons for high school multi-sport participation. Fewer overuse injuries. Less opportunity for emotional burnout. Exposure to different kids and coaches. Exposure to different roles. And learning to compete better. Being a multi-sport participant can help a kid become a more well-rounded person. Multi-sport participation is cross-training for life. Learn more at the MHSAA website. A message from the Michigan High School Athletic Association promoting the value and values of educational athletics.